You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demonstration. And in this demo, I'm going to take you through using the phone app on your Apple Watch, keeping in mind that most of the functionality of these apps are actually in conjunction with your iPhone. Let me wake my Apple Watch up by touching the screen. One finger. I'm going to press the digital crown once to go to the main home screen of apps. There's the clock app in the middle, and on my particular home screen, I'm going to flick back to the left to find my phone app.
Mail, activity, double post, passport, weather, trip view, Twitterific, alarm, phone.
Keeping in mind that on your Apple Watch screen, your apps will be in different positions, and you'll also have different apps as well, because I've got the default ones and also the third-party apps that I've also installed, such as that double post app. So one finger double tap on phone. Let me flick through with one finger.
Favorites.
So I've got favorites.
Recents.
Contacts.
Voicemail.
Voicemail. So, of course, that sounds very similar to the tabs that we have on the phone app on the iPhone, excluding the keypad. Okay. So let me go and flick back to favorites.
Contact. Recents. Favorites.
And if I double tap on favorites.
Favorites. Back button.
Okay, and I flick through.
Ellen Woodbridge. Mobile. Ellen Woodbridge. Home. Vision Australia. Mobile. Audio mail. Other.
Okay, so that's currently on my favorites. And if I double tapped on any one of these, it would actually call the phone number. Let's go back to the main phone screen.
Favorites. Back button.
Touched on the top left-hand side of the screen as usual.
Phone.
Okay, flick to the right.
Favorites. Recents.
Okay, recents. These are all the recent calls off your iPhone. So I double tap on recent.
Back button.
I flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge, 3, mobile, 754.
Okay, Ellen Woodbridge. She's called three times this morning.
The Woodbridge, 3, mobile.
That's my daughter. She's also called three times yesterday.
David Woodbridge, 3, home, yesterday.
That was me calling my iPhone yesterday during the podcast demos for the Apple Watch and so on. So, for example, let me call myself back. So I'm going to double tap on that, on my name.
David Woodbridge, mute, button.
And I'm calling that phone number.
End call.
Okay, I'm now dialing my home number, and rather than answering it, I'm actually going to hang up.
Phone, recents, back button.
Okay, and it took a little while for my landline to hang up there, not too sure why. And to hang up that phone call, all I did was do a two-finger double tap. So let me go back top left.
Recents.
Double tap on recents.
Phone.
And flick to the right.
Favorites. Recents. Contacts.
Now, contacts on my particular setup is a little bit of a disaster, and I'll just show you why at the moment. I'll double tap on that one.
Contacts. Back button.
Just flick to the right to the first item on my contacts.
Accessibility.
Have a listen to when I scroll down. So I'm doing two fingers scrolling up, and you'll see how many scrolls that I have to do to find people right down in my alphabetical listing.
Rows 4 to 8 of 1011.
Okay, rows 4 to 8 of 1011. So practically, yes, I could just sit here and keep scrolling with two fingers or flick right on the screen to keep going down, find a contact. What I'm actually going to do in reality is I'm going to go and spend probably the next week or so tidying up my contact list, because that's just ridiculous. It's basically the same process as I just did with the recents. However, in that case, I was calling back a single number. What happens in this case is you double tap on a contact, and if they've got more than one item to contact, then you'll get a choice. So if it's a call, you'll get an option to call their mobile number or their home number or their work number if it's in your contacts. If you've got a text message there, you can send them a text message and so on. Okay, so it's fairly straightforward. Tap on the contact name and then you can contact them via the options that you've got on that screen. So I'm going to touch the top left-hand side of my screen again.
Contacts. Back button.
Double tap.
Phone.
Flick to the right.
Favorites. Recents. Contacts. Voicemail.
Okay, last one was voicemail. Now, as far as here in Australia is concerned, I'm not too sure if it's going to be the same overseas, but if I double tap on voicemail. And flick to the right.
Access voicemail on iPhone.
Okay, mine says access mail on iPhone. So I can't get the watch to dial my voicemail via the iPhone. So top left hand side.
Voicemail. Back button. Phone.
So let me just go back to favorites.
Favorites.
Double tap on favorites. And flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge, mobile. Ellen Woodbridge, home. Vision Australia, mobile. Audio mail, other.
Now the reason why I came back to this one is because this is a phone number that I've set up to automatically dial in to my voicemail at Vision Australia. And it's that number sequence where you can put in the number sign to activate the hash button on your telephone keypad and also stick in a comma to pause the dialing sequence. So literally what this phone number is doing, it's dialing the main phone number, pausing, putting in my login PIN, pressing hash, pausing again, putting in my password, pressing hash, pausing again, and then activating a number to see if I've got any new messages. And if I don't, it starts playing my old messages, in which case I would know I don't have any new messages and I just hang up the call. So this is one of these functions where it's quite handy to have this on my Apple Watch, because as far as I know, you can't use an automated system from the Apple Watch, only your iPhone. And this is a way of setting up some automation so that you can access such things as voicemail systems and other things such as telephone banking. So I'll just activate this now and you can hear it log in and check my voicemail for me. And let me do this audio mail one, automatically dial in and log into my voicemail at work. So I'm going to double tap on audio mail and you can hear it log into my voicemail at Vision Australia.
Audio mail, mute, button.
Okay, so let's put the phone screen up.
Welcome to Audix for help. Enter password and hash. Old messages.
Okay, and I'm going to two-finger tap to hang it up. So that's how easy it is for me now to log into my voicemail system at work by just using an automated dialing sequence in one of my phone number contacts. Okay, let me touch the top left hand side of my screen.
Favorites. Back button.
Double tap to go back.
Phone. Phone.
Press the digital crown once to come out of the phone app.
Home. Phone.
Okay, and I'm back on my home screen. And I'm just gonna put my hand over my screen to put my watch to sleep. And that completes this demonstration of the phone app for being able to access your favorites, recents, contacts, and hopefully, not where I am, your voicemail, all done via your Apple Watch. So that completes the demo. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.